Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Monday. Big Issues, Big Gas with Dom. Good to be back. And Terra Firma here in Philadelphia. So you have Mayor Kenney saying, nope, I'm going to listen to the mob. I am not going to stand with you when it comes to people that are here illegally and have committed crimes and or charged with crimes. I'm going to take another shot, and I'm not sure what other cities do, with the so-called PARS. I mean, it's an acronym for giving ICE a heads up about people that are here illegally and in trouble with the law, one way or the other. What is so draconian about that? Well, you saw what happened here. You've seen the mobs, and you saw them hang out in front of City Hall and all that went into that. And Kenny, of course, caved into this. It's kind of surprising. All those people that supported his campaign on both sides of the parkway and all these liberals over there, he didn't support. Where was the pressure there? Well, State Representative Martina White is fresh off an appearance this morning again on Fox and Friends. She's a go-to because of her bill that would at least put some restraint on this runaway bubble called Philadelphia Sanctuary City that I'm not even sure if the majority of Philadelphians support. But the Kenny base does support. State Representative Martina White is with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline. Martina, welcome back. Thanks very much for joining us. Nice appearance on Fox and Friends this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Yep, it was an experience, and I appreciated the opportunity to speak about this issue.
Well, tell us explicitly, because I just gave a general overview. You know about this better. What does PARS, this agreement with ICE, do? What did the city agree to do with them?
Sure. So PARS is actually an acronym for the Preliminary Arraignment Reporting System that Philadelphia uses to track information on people that are under arrest for a crime other than being here illegally, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually an important crime-fighting tool for immigration officials that they can utilize because it provides real-time information that allows them to investigate an individual that might be dangerous or, you know, someone who needs to be removed from the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Makes common sense. But this, of course, is draconian, according to the Kenny base of support. And Kenny once again capitulated. I'm not surprised, but tell me your thoughts on that, what you said on Fox and Friends.
You know, I just, I'm a little surprised because I thought that it was possible that the mayor would take into consideration the law-abiding citizens of this city and, how they're concerned about their safety and their ability to, go to and from work, go to and from home, to feel safe in their own community. And how can they do that when there is a lack of communication between local law enforcement and federal officials that have a job to do? If anything, this policy, the Sanctuary City policy, and now this contract that has been, that he ended with regard to PARS, it's a major problem in terms of keeping the community safe.
Well, without a doubt. And one of the reasons Fox and Friends brings you on, I'm not sure if they're aware of it, but my take is that the Trump people, there's not the issue of standing like the state has more standing here. And you jumped into that hole. I believe the state is where the action is. You have the Sanctuary City bill that could cripple Philadelphia for all the damages that people knowingly that are here illegally do to citizens who are law-abiding, and yet we can't get another vote on it, even though it was passed and there's various things that could go into it. What's the status on that?
Well, the bill is ideally going to make sure that the Sanctuary City policy municipalities that have these policies are held accountable for their actions. So they would be held liable for any kind of misconduct that results in damages to an individual or hurts someone. And so the status of the bill, it's supposedly on the calendar for September 12th when we go back to Harrisburg. That's our first day back. My only concern is that I'm not concerned that the bill won't be able to get through the House or the Senate, but when it reaches the governor's desk, he has not come out on this issue at all. He has, in effect, been completely silent, whether he's in support of Mayor Kenney's policies or in support of local law enforcement and trying to make sure that our state and our Commonwealth is safe. That's another story. I don't know the answer to that. But what I do know is that, the mayor and other activists are constantly saying, oh, you know, we need to help protect witnesses and victims of crimes, and they need to be able to come forward and be protected. And the reality is that back in 2010, Mayor Nutter, which is something that our current mayor didn't even mention during his press conference, Mayor Nutter, he had within that contract with PARS an agreement to not share information regarding witnesses and victims. So the rationale that was used to cancel the contract, which tells the contract allowed information to flow about people who were arrested and had conducted a crime in our community, whether they were here legally or not. So, you know, the fact that that was something that took place is it's really wrong. And I thought better of the mayor that he would make a different decision for the benefit of a law-abiding citizen.
Well, you're right. Mayor Nutter, toward the end, saw the wisdom of this, rescinded some of the stuff on Sanctuary City. The Obama administration came here. They told this mayor that the policy is so extreme that terrorists could get through. I mean, that's the Obama administration. But that's good news, though. So on the 12th of September, it's on the docket, I guess, up for debate again. Then it takes some back and forth. Is that what happens?
Yes. So that's likely to happen. We'll have to see how it goes. But I suspect that we will see enormous amount of support. I know many legislators across the Commonwealth are interested in getting this issue addressed. And, I know that the Senate is also interested in taking this topic up and getting a solution on the table that will work for all parties and for keeping the people safe across the Commonwealth.
Well, and Martina,
at least that's pretty what the governor does.
Right, one way or another. So if the governor supports it, that's the perfect thing. If he vetoes it, he's in the middle of a hot election race. And I think Pennsylvania, if Republicans like Wagner and others can't make the case to the rest of Pennsylvania, here you have a governor protecting, I don't know how many sanctuary cities there are, quasi or otherwise. What would you, Reading is a sanctuary city, right?
There are, I think there are several different sanctuary municipalities across the Commonwealth. You have Allentown, Reading, some of those areas. Yeah, so these are, whether they have a formal policy like the city of Philadelphia or just a quasi policy where, they just implement and take action in a way that is detrimental to and hindering information flow. That is
so the point makes the same thing. The point is it's universal across the state, or at least large swaths of the state, that there's a lot of this going on, and if people are aware of that when they go to vote for governor, if he vetoes, that could be pretty telling, because I can't imagine Pennsylvania supports this.
I do not believe that Pennsylvania supports this. We, we ran the Sanctuary City Bill in the past, and it passed, with bipartisan support. So there is definitely an interest in addressing this issue, especially after the court case that came through from Philadelphia versus the U.S. Attorney General. They basically said very clearly that the states basically have to work on this issue themselves and figure out how much information flow they want to have take place in their community.
Well, Martina, thank you. Thanks as always for popping on today. And we'll talk hopefully before then, but certainly in September.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.